New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has crossed the ditch to meet with Scott Morrison in Melbourne this morning. Ms Ardern is raising concerns about Australia deporting New Zealand criminals, but several senior Australian ministers say that Australia won't budge on the policy. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
The two leaders have exchanged handshakes, jokes about the cricket, and a toy pink bunny for Jacinda Ardern's baby girl.
To add to the collection.
But behind closed doors, there's some touchy topics on the agenda. Last night, Ms Ardern said she would push Scott Morrison to reconsider Australia's policy of deporting New Zealanders who commit serious crimes.
We have seen cases where there is also almost no connection of an individual to New Zealand who had been deported. I consider that to be a corrosive part of that policy, and it's having a corrosive effect on our relationship, so I'll continue to raise that as well.
Scott Morrison was the Immigration Minister when this policy was introduced in 2014, and more than 1,500 Kiwi criminals have been deported since then. New Zealand has always been a vocal critic of that policy, but this morning Scott Morrison was focusing on the positives.
New Zealand is more than a friend. It's, as we talk about in the Pacific family, but even I think even more, even closer than that. Today we've got a number of issues we're just moving along and keeping in contact with and again, welcome and kia ora.
Ms Ardern looks unlikely to convince him to make any changes to Australia's deportation rules. Several senior ministers have already strongly defended the policy today. The Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton spoke on Channel 9.
We need to stand up for Australians, and where we've got Australian citizens who are falling victim in certain circumstances where people are sexually offending against children, for example. We've had a big push to try and deport those paedophiles and people that have committed those crimes.
Labor also supports this deportation policy. New Zealand leaders often raise the example of Kiwis who moved to Australia as children and have no family or other ties to return to in New Zealand. But the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, has told Sky News the law's pretty black and white.
Yeah, I mean, either somebody's an Australian citizen or they're not. And if somebody's a foreign national who essentially is subject to visa conditions, then, you know, obviously somebody in those circumstances who commits serious criminal offences submits themselves to the judgment where those visa conditions are no longer met.
Today is not a formal bilateral meeting, but it's the first time the two leaders have met since Mr Morrison was re-elected in May and since the Christchurch mosque shootings. So they'll talk about ways to stop violent extremist material being shared on the internet. Last month, Australia secured the support of G20 leaders to pressure Facebook and other social media companies to block extremist content. Mr Morrison and Ms Ardern will also discuss issues affecting the broader Pacific region. And last night, Ms Ardern said New Zealand's offer to resettle refugees currently in offshore detention on Manus Island and Nauru still stands.
Look, that offer has continued on the table, obviously since it was first put by John Key. It's continued under this government, and the Australian government knows that.
But the federal government has repeatedly knocked back that offer, believing it could give asylum seekers a backdoor way to get to Australia.
That's Alexandra Beach reporting.